जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोधनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोधनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। Hi all, good morning. Happy last day of Kartik. Happy Ras Purnima. Today's verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 20, Text Number 6. Before we start reciting it, I just want you to look at the verse and see, are there any words that you recognize? Maybe in the first line, any words that look familiar? What about Kirtaya? Kirtaya. Oh, sorry, I didn't see the hands. Yeah, go ahead. Ta. What does that mean? Ta means those, so that's okay. I was referring to Kirtaya, refers to like Kirtan. It appears in the second line. Kirtanyodara. Kirtan appears there again. Maybe this last line, Hari Lilamritam. What would Hari refer to? Who is Hari? Right? Krishna. Lilamritam. Lila. What does Lila mean? Pastimes. Amritam. Amrita. Do you know what Amrita means? Nectar. Right? The nectarian lila, nectarian pastimes of Lord Hari. I just thought to do this because sometimes verses, when we do a lot of Bhagavatam classes, certain words that are familiar to us might appear again and again in different verses. And it's nice when we become familiar with certain Sanskrit words. It's actually the reason why we have Srila Prabhupada put in every single verse a word for word, is that when we become familiar with some of the words, actually we then are able to see a verse and sort of understand what the meaning is or what the context might be. So let's give this a try. Tanna kirtaya badram te. Tanna kirtaya badram te. Kirtan yodhara karmana. Kirtan yodhara karmana. Rasagya konu triptyeta. Rasagya konu tripyeta. Hari lilam ritam, hari lilam ritam pibam. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Tana kirtaya bhadram te. Kirtan yodhara karmana. Rasagya konu triptyeta. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Someone from the side chant. Tana kirtaya badram te. Triptyeta. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Someone from the ladies' side. Bhadram te. Tana kirtaya badram te. Rasagya konu triptyeta. Lilam ritam pibhan. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Students. Tana kirtaya bhadram te. Kirtan yodhara karmana. Rasagya konu triptyeta. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Boys. Tana kirtaya badram te. Kirtan yodhara karmana. Rasagya konu triptyeta. Hari lilam ritam pibhan. Ta. Those talks. Na. To us. Kirtaya, narrate, badram te, may all good come unto you. Kirtanya, should be chanted, udhara, liberal, karmana, activities, rasagya, a devotee who can appreciate mellow tastes. Ka. Who. Nu. Indeed. Tripyeta. Would be satisfied. Hari Lila Amritam. The nectar of the pastimes of the Lord. Piban. Drinking. Translation. O Sutta Goswami. I'll read it once myself. Thank you. O Sutta Goswami, all good fortune to you. Please narrate the activities of the Lord, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotee can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? Why don't we say this all together? O Sutta Goswami, all good fortune to you. Please narrate the activities of the Lord, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotee can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? Purport. The narration of the pastimes of the Lord, which are always enacted on the transcendental platform, should be received with all respect by devotees. Those who are actually on the transcendental platform are never satiated by hearing the continuous narration of the pastimes of the Lord. For example, if any self-realized soul reads from Bhagavad Gita, he will never feel satiated. The narrations of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands and thousands of times, and still, without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be relished by the devotee. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Milidam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschita Deshitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpa Tarupyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vayepacha. Patita Nam, Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namaha. What sort of devotee can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? Satiated means satisfied. This means that really a devotee can never get enough about hearing about Krishna. That's the point. This is Shanaka Rishi speaking to Sutta Goswami. So if you remember, Bhagavatam is stories told and then told again and told again. And so at the place of Naimisharanya, the sages, head by Shanaka Rishi, are hearing Bhagavatam retold by Sutta Goswami, and he's sharing the narration of Tu Parikshit Maharaj, and there's many narrations within that. I thought this was such a nice verse that we happened to fall upon today, because much of the month of Kartik is focused on these nectarian pastimes of the Lord. The whole month is glorifying the pastime of Lord Damodar in Vrindavan. And today we did the 30th day in a row of singing the same bhajan, which glorifies this super excellent pastime. Satyavati Munis is a super excellent pastime that, you know, brings so much bliss to all who hear it. And he says, this super excellent pastime, that's all I want. I don't even want my personal association with you. I just want this pastime to be in my mind again and again. I want this vision of you in your babyhood form. In fear of Mother Yashoda, this pastime, that's all I want to see. So much so, I don't care about any kind of liberation, even your personal association. So this whole month is glorifying the Leela Amritam, as it's said in this verse, that nectarian pastimes of Lord Hari, and so many wonderful pastimes of Krishna fall within this month. One of the most notable being the Govardhan pastime. And so, naturally, this past month has been a time where many devotees, whether they intentionally try to or not, they're more focused on the pastimes of Krishna. And so Kartik is a wonderful opportunity to hear. And this hearing about Krishna, of course, can be hearing about his leelas and his Vrindavan pastimes are very special. Srila Prabhupada also says that this Krishna Katha is not just the Katha of Krishna and his leelas, it's also the Bhagavad Gita. It's also what he says. That is also Katha. That is also the nectarian pastimes. And again, we can read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam again and again and again. And I'm sure if you ask any devotee here who's read the Bhagavad Gita multiple times, or many of the older devotees here probably can't count how many times they've read the Bhagavad Gita or certain passages again and again, and they'll always find new nectar or new points or revisit the same point with a new set of eyes. And I thought that what's happening with this verse and what happens in Bhagavatam is that there is a culture of hearing that is created, and that it is shown that to relish the Lord's pastimes and to really elevate ourselves spiritually, we have to create a culture of hearing. That is what Shanaka Rishi and the sages of Naimisharanya have done. That there's such a culture of hearing that they feel we can never get enough of this. What kind of devotee? It's almost like, what? Doesn't make any sense if someone can feel satisfied in hearing the pastimes of Krishna. And that's the goal of when we hear more and more, we start to develop more of an attraction. And that's when you know that it's working, when you want to hear more, when you look forward to it. Earlier this year, Bibi Govindaswamy visited Alachua, and there was a small home program. One devotee had installed some didis. And the kirtan had gone on for a couple of hours, and the devotees, you know, passed the mridanga around, and they passed the mic around to different devotees to lead very, you know, naturally. And at the end, he shared a story, which I thought sort of encapsulates this culture. He said once he was traveling in Rajasthan with a few devotees, and they were in a smaller village. And after, they met some locals, and the locals invited them to their home for prasadam. And he said, please come with your devotees to our home for prasadam. So they came that evening to the locals' home. And when they got there, there was a courtyard full of many people in the neighborhood, and there was beautiful bhajans happening. And one person would take a turn, then the next person, like this, and it was very festive, and then they had prasadam. And so Maharaj asked the host, this is so nice, is today a holiday? And he said, no holiday. Is today, maybe a birthday or anniversary? No. And so he said, what are you celebrating? How come everybody's here? And he goes, this is just what we do every evening. This is just our culture. He said, many people, they find entertainment. After a long days of work, they watch television, they play games, or they gossip or whatever. But our evening entertainment, so to say, is a gathering of coming together and performing kirtan. And sometimes somebody comes and he speaks Bhagavatam and we hear. And this is just how we go on every night. And it was so wonderful because it really felt like that's the culture of hearing, that when it's done again and again, there's not really any taste for anything else. That becomes just what you want to do. So much so that just becomes the family activity every night. And so there's culture. Culture is our activities, our habits, our actions, how we act. And then there's ethos. Ethos is the principles, the values behind those actions, why we act in such a way. So if the culture is to come together often and hear about Krishna, glorify Krishna, there has to be a reason why we do it, and also a way we do it that becomes very beneficial. So Srimad Bhagavatam actually gives tips, and it teaches us how to tap into this culture of hearing and how to get the most benefit. There's a verse in the second canto. It goes, Shrinvata shradha nityam grinatascha svacheshitam kalena natidir gena bhagavan vishade hridi. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. So this is, there's three things that this verse is saying. Three tips on how to create this culture of hearing. The first is Shraddha, Shraddha. Have you heard this word Shraddha before? Any guesses what the word Shraddha means? Faith, someone said faith. So with faith, that's the first prerequisite or tip of creating this culture is that we come and we try to hear with faith that this is something actually good for our very beneficial for us. It's Shreya, it's for our ever well-being. Faith that there's something real. It's not a made-up story just to pass time. The other is Nityam, Nitya. Have you heard this word? You quoted this in the beginning when we said Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, Nitya. Any guesses the word Nitya? Nitya means regular, regularly. So it's like if you had a kettle and you're trying to heat up water and you plug in the kettle and the water starts to boil and then you unplug it as soon as it's getting hot. It cools down again. You plug it again, it starts to boil. It doesn't quite reach the boiling point. So in the same way, if you want to create a culture of hearing that's described here, if you want to get to a point that you're never satisfied hearing the Lord's pastimes because it's so sweet, you have to leave the kettle plugged in. You have to let it come to a boil, meaning regularly. If we hear every once in a while, we read every once in a while, and we stop, then to pick up again, it's almost like taking cold water and trying to make it hot once again. So regularly. And the last tip the Bhagavatam gives in this verse is svacheshtitam, by one's own effort. So it takes an endeavor. It's not actually, and you can give all of yourselves a pat on the back for being here every Wednesday, because it's not actually an easy thing for the living entity to sit and hear Krishna's pastimes because of the conditioning we have, because the noise around us, the culture around us is so different than the culture of coming and hearing about Krishna or hearing what Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita are. So it's something that has to, we have to put a little extra effort into it because so much of the outside culture is not actually conducive for what we're doing here. This verse, it reminded me of a verse that is chanted every day here in the month of Kartik. There's a song known as the Gopi Gita. And in this Gopi Gita, there's one very famous verse, and it goes, Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir iditam kalmasapaham shravanamangalam srimadatmatam bhuvigirinantiye buridajana. This verse is spoken by the gopis when Krishna disappears for them. Actually, it's spoken tonight on Rasa Purnima during the Rasa dance when the Lord disappears from them and they're searching and searching for him and they feel so much separation. They begin to sing his glories and a song of longing. And especially this first line is so powerful. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. It's your tavakatam ritam, your kata, your pastimes, the narration of your pastimes. They're the life and souls of those who are suffering in this material world. They're the life and soul. And it goes on to say that they eradicate one's sinful reactions, they bestow all good fortune, and these narrations, those who spread these narrations, they're the most munificent, they're the most generous, the most kind people. They are doing the greatest work. And so I wanted to share a story that's in relation to this verse and that really shows how important Krishna Katha is and how dear to the Lord that his narrations are. There was once a king, his name was Maharaj Prataparudra. Anybody heard the name Prataparudra? Any thoughts where he might be the king of? So one of the main holy places that we visit. Yeah? Jagannath Puri, yeah, very good. Jagannath Puri. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was the king of Jagannath Puri at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu returned from his tour of South India, this king, he really, really wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. He really wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. And so he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was very close with Lord Chaitanya, and also the head priest of Puri. And he said, okay, I've heard of this glorious sannyasi. He's so amazing, and I heard that you're very close to him. I really want to meet him. So he wrote a letter to Sarvabhauma. And he said, that's going to be impossible. Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't meet with worldly people. He's a sannyasi, he's a mendicant, he's very strict, and especially a king. He's not going to associate with a king. So I'm sorry, I can't do this. And so Maharaj Pratap Rudra was he had a lot of devotion for Lord Chaitanya, and he really wanted to meet him. So he wrote back and he said, okay, look, here's a letter. I really just go to all the devotees, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, and ask on my behalf that they can ask Lord Chaitanya. Because if he's not going to accept me, if maybe I plead through the devotees, that he'll accept me through the devotees. And so he got this letter. Sarvabhauma was anxious because he knew the answer already. And he went to the devotees. And they all knew Mahaprabhu's mood when it came to meeting with worldly people and kings and so on, that he was very strict. So they asked Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was stern. He said, well, the whole society will blaspheme me. They will blaspheme me for associating with a king, with a worldly person. This is not the example I'm trying to set. But let me ask the devotees. What did the devotees say? And they didn't want to overstep Mahaprabhu's desire. But Lord Nityananda had a wonderful idea, and he said, why don't we find a middle ground? Because he's so determined that he says he'll give up the kingdom, he'll give up everything if he doesn't have your association. So why don't we give him one of your cloths and one of your garments, and this will keep him satisfied, and this will keep the hope alive. So King Pratap Rudra, he received this cloth, and he worshipped this cloth as if it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And it's wonderful because it states that the form, quality, pastimes, paraphernalia of the Lord is non-different than the Lord himself. So he worshipped this cloth as if it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as if it's a deity, because shastrically it is. And so as time passed, again, this time he asked Ramananda Rai, another close confidant to Mahaprabhu. He said, okay, let me try again. Please, please ask Mahaprabhu, can I have a meeting? So, nervously, he went back to Mahaprabhu. Okay, this is, he has so much devotion, Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Please, please, just see him once. He just really wants to see you. And the same message, or the same answer came back. He said, you know, as soon as the public finds out a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, then they advertise it like wildfire. You know, a black spot of ink can't be hidden on a white piece of cloth very easily. That's what he said. And so Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he didn't give up hope. And every time he felt this so-called rejection from Mahaprabhu was there, he did something to continuously put himself in the more humble position. And so the Rath Yatra came. And so this time, instead of being high up watching the whole scene, he came down to the ground with a broom, a golden broom, and in his kingly dress, he swept in front of Mahaprabhu's chariot. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy about this, but he still did not give his darshan, his direct association, his interaction. And so many, each instance went by, and it kept, there was some sweet interaction, but also the heaviness of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy in front of the deity of Lord Jagannath, and he fainted. He happened to faint right in front of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, who caught him. He held him, and Mahaprabhu awakened. And he saw, oh no, the king, the king who I would not give my darshan to is holding me. And he chastised him. And like this, Maharaj Pratap Rudra felt so dejected. What do I have to do in order to gain the favor of the Lord? I'm trying so many things. I'm willing to do anything that it takes. I will give up my whole kingly outfit, I'll give up all my kingly duties, I'll renounce everything if I can get the association of Lord Chaitanya. And so shortly after this, Mahaprabhu was taking rest in a garden after dancing in kirtan for so long. And so Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar said, now is the time. This is what you can do to gain the favor of the Lord. You really have to take an even more humble position. Just like he is saying he is unable to meet with you due to your external circumstance of being a king. So please give up this cloth that you're wearing that signifies you're a king. Wear the simple cloth of a Vaishnava. Go to Mahaprabhu while he's resting, massage his feet, and sing the prayers of the Gopi Gita. So Mahaprabhu is there resting, and he goes and he starts to massage his feet, and he starts with the first verse, Jayati Devikam. And as Mahaprabhu hears this, he doesn't look at him, but his eyes are closed, and he just goes, go on reciting. He's so happy. And you see, just before, Maharaj Prataparudra had, in his kingly outfit, and still the position of a king, held Mahaprabhu, but this had not yet allowed Mahaprabhu to, or churned his heart enough to give this full mercy to King Prataparudra. So he kept going, and then he got to the ninth verse, Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. And as soon as he said this line, Mahaprabhu sprang up, and he began crying so ecstatically. And the Lord started singing, Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam, Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam. And he was crying and embracing, and they were shivering. And then Maharaj Prataparudra was singing this verse also. And without even seeing who was saying this, he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. He held him and said, I don't know who you are, but who are you? You have done so much for me. You, all of a sudden, you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He said, you have given me so much. You are Buridhajana. You are the most munificent. You are the most generous. You have given me the katha of the Lord. You have glorified the katha of the Lord. I am so happy. I have nothing that I can repay you. By you glorifying the katha of the Lord, by reciting these beautiful prayers of the gopis, all I can offer you is my own body. All I can offer you is my embrace. And he embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. And he showed his own divine form to him. Basically, he revealed his identity to Maharaj Prataparudra. And this is so significant because it's a very interesting leela. This Jagannath leela, Jagannath Rath Yatra leela is happening, and it's so important. But throughout this leela, we keep seeing these snippets of Maharaj Prataparudra trying to gain the favor of the Lord. And again, he's rejected, even though he's coming from a very humble, sincere position. But it's not until he starts glorifying the katha, the leela, glorifying the narrations of Krishna. And not only that, speaking the verses that come from the gopis, this is the mood that Mahaprabhu is in, that he becomes so happy. And so this shows that the katha of the Lord is the life and soul of the devotees. And Mahaprabhu himself comes to teach that, because he comes to show in the mood of a devotee how one should act. And it's the katha of the Lord that's the life and soul. Actually, the gopis, they spent the majority of their life in separation from Krishna. And Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. Sorry, I didn't finish on time. The gopis spent the majority of their life in separation. And this moment of separation, or this time during the Rasa dance, was a small amount of time. But many, many decades they spent without Krishna's presence. And it's said in Bhagavatam that they were practically like dead people. The only thing that kept them alive was the katha of the Lord, was the narrations. And when Uddhava came and Balaram came and they shared what Krishna has been doing, they shared updates, they spoke about his pastimes, it gave them so much life. And therefore this verse is tapta jivanam. It's the life and soul. And for the gopis, it was literally the life and soul. Because without it, they wouldn't have survived. They wouldn't have survived. And so in this way, Mahaprabhu is showing that actually the words of Krishna and the glorifications of the Lord are greater than he himself. They are greater than his own association. Because you can have the association of the Lord 24/7 if you are hearing the pastimes. Sorry, Krishna, thank you. If you are hearing the pastimes and the katha and the words of the Lord. So that's just a little something to... Just a little something to expand on this verse where Shanaka Rishi is saying, please narrate the activities of the Lord, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotee can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embodies this. So I thought, if this month has been something which you have found any extra attraction to Krishna's pastimes, I think it's definitely worth continuing this momentum going forward. I certainly have feel this way that as the months go by, I lose focus on the concentration of hearing about Krishna. But when Kartik comes, it's so hard to miss because there's so many reasons to hear more about him that when the month ends, I feel a renewed sense of momentum, which is so important. It's so important to have momentum, just like the kettle. The boiling, the water starts to come to a boil at the end of the month for me, and I feel if I could keep the water hot and boiling throughout the year, then maybe I can actually make some advancement in Krishna consciousness. So if there's any shastra, any of Srila Prabhupada's books, any pastimes, any leelas, anything you're reading that's touched your heart, any practices that have touched your heart in the month of Kartik, maybe consider continuing that forward, because only once we get to a point that we can never be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord, we still have some room to go. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, reflections?
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your very aesthetic class.
Thank you.
That's always been one of my favorite slokas in that.
Yeah.
When I'm out in Sankirtan, I was just thinking this verse all the time, you know. For many years, I always loved that verse.
Yeah.
But you see how we all want to make advancement. We all come to Kartik. We all try to offer lamp. We try to hear. We try to do. Wish we could have this strong desire all year long, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it's the, like the verse is saying, just by hearing this pastime, we do not realize how much we're enjoying it and like to hear it, you know. But we keep hearing, yes, it's beautiful, it's all that. But if we think about it, it's the best thing in our lives, you know, hearing all the pastime and read to the kids or you see the children. Anything to do with Krishna is so satisfying, so sweet.
Yeah.
So we just need to think, you know, think more that it is what we want. It is the life and soul of us. If we think like that more, we'll probably put a little more effort into it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's so true. It's, I always think back to culture because so much of my life is not, you know, hearing Krishna Katha, reading is a small portion of the day. The day is spent in so many ways that it's hard to dive into something when everything else around it may not be supportive of that activity, right? So if we create our life in such a way and things which stimulate our mind in such a way that it helps us remember Krishna more. I remember having this conversation or a discussion, I think it was at a youth retreat, a TSI youth retreat last year, and devotees were discussing things that help them remember Krishna throughout the day. And one devotee said, I just keep the Bhagavatam open on my desk at all times. So if I come to my desk or I walk by it, I can just look down and see something and read it. And I thought, what a nice way to change your environment so that it's easier to remember Krishna. Because when you're in a situation where you're immersed, if you're living in the temple, it becomes very easy, for example. But when you have so many other things that may not directly be conducive for hearing, reading, we have to mold our life and maybe trick ourselves in certain ways that we can do this activity more. And then we realize when we do it more, it's very life-giving. It's very pleasurable.
Well, the material energy is Krishna's energy. And I've been trying more in my life to see, when we think of water, water is, Krishna said, I'm water, I'm the air, I'm everything. So when we do it, if we can just think, you know, we can transform this material energy into spiritual energy. Mm-hmm. I just remember one time I was telling a story yesterday to someone. We were out and my daughter was with me. I was doing sankirtan. And she said, oh, I'm very hungry. We should eat something. So she went on her iPhone checking some place to eat. And she go vegetarian. And she said, onion and garlic? She said, yes, we're not going there. So she spent a few minutes and then finally she found this place that says no onion and garlic. And so we went, there was a devotee's home. And were off and they were cooking prasadam, selling it, you know. Off. So sometimes we think the material energy can be transformed into spiritual energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just have to think more and more ways to remember Krishna and to be so not that we're always at a temple or something, but even our everyday life, whatever we do, we can bring Krishna by thinking everything is Krishna. You know, it's not material energy for sense gratification, but it can be used in our, you know, to maintain the body in service of Krishna, something like that. Because it is Krishna, material energy is also Krishna.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
Hare Krishna, very nice class. Thank you.
Nice to see you in person.
Yeah, you too.
You mentioned three things, faith, hearing regularly. What was the third thing?
Svacheshtitam, one's own effort, our endeavor.
Oh, our effort. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. It's the verse is 284 in Bhagavatam. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Any other reflections? Last day of Kartik reflections. So many devotees here have been in hearing Krishna Katha and so much longer than I have, so I would love to hear your thoughts. Here, I see a couple hands in the back.
Yes, I want to thank you so much for you giving the class today. It's so, feels so rich in the heart.
Thank you.
I was a young person, I was in a train going from Calcutta to Vrindavan. And I read Prabhupada's book, they say, please do not let this Vedic culture die. Please, you know, practice it. So I was young and I feel, you know, like I was, in that moment, like Prabhupada catch me, you know, like, oh, wow, I read this, I have to be part of that. And I'm so happy, you know, to see the young people now, you know, like you, being an example of, for the school kids to give in the class and to be such a nice Vaishnava. Thank you. I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, yeah, there's a hand on the side, Prabhu. Over there.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he like fainted in ecstasy, he fell in the arms of the king that wanted his darshan.
Yes, the king, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, the king just happened to be right there and just, I think, I don't know if the exact verses, the words that he fell into the arms or the king picked him up. But the king was right there and held the Lord.
But he wasn't satisfied with that.
At that point, it says, further verses say that the Lord was actually very satisfied with him, but to make the point very clear for all of the devotees and for everyone for time to come of the strictness between a renounced person associating with a worldly person, so to say, externally, he acted in this way, even though throughout the Lord was pleased. So in that sense, he showed he wasn't pleased. And it was also to really push Maharaj Prataparudra to really come to an even more humble position, that showing that humble position is what allows the mercy of the Lord. And also, the pastime is to reveal that what really pleases the Lord is this glorification of his devotees and glorification of his own katha. Yeah. Yeah, the wonderful pastime. It's in Madhya Lila, between chapter 12 and 14. It's within the Jagannath Rath Yatra pastime. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I guess we can wrap it up there. Hare Krishna, Sri Kartik Mas Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.